today is November 18, 1981.
Yeah.
An interview with Miss Elizabeth Saltonstall in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. Robert Brown, the interviewer. Perhaps we could begin by your talking about when you remember you had your first interest in art.
Oh, I remember that very well. It was on the back piazza of the big house, and we had an old aunt who always spent June with us, Miss Carrie Bursley. She was quite a good watercolorist. And on a hot June morning, she would have me out on the back piazza with her watercolors and my little sketchbook and some flowers. And I probably was about maybe 8 or 9 years old. I have an idea that she did most of the ones that were any good. But anyway, my interest was sparked right then and there.
You liked doing it?
Oh, I loved it. And of course, in those days, spontaneous children's work was not so well known, or people weren't interested in it. A little still life was set up, and for most children, and that's what they did.
And you were taught then to look very closely and draw very carefully?
I don't remember much talk about that kind of thing, but I think I learned to handle a brush in a good way, and of course watercolor is a very difficult medium, but in those days they had children using the transparent watercolor, whereas I think that thick poster color came a little later. See, this would have been way back way back in 1907 or 8, somewhere around there.
Because with poster paint, you can cover up.
You can cover up and work much more freely. There's more of it. You don't have to work hard with a brush and a little cake of paint.
And there, with watercolors, you had to calculate
beforehand
very carefully.
You did.
So your aunt, was it?
She was...
Was a good teacher, excuse me, a cousin?
Yes. Yeah. She was what you might call an adopted aunt. She was a great friend of my grandmother's, and when my grandmother died, Aunt Carrie came and spent June with us.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents encourage your excursion into watercolor?
Oh, they encouraged me in anything like that I wanted to do. And I think that was one of my special bits of good fortune, to have a mother who was so keen about all those things. See, when I was 7 years old, I had my first trip abroad. That would have been 1907. Mm-hmm. And before we went, my mother bought a great many of the old-fashioned Perry pictures, which were reproductions in black and white of all the famous paintings. And we made a scrapbook of all the wonderful paintings that I might see in London and Paris. Well, now, nowadays, of course, that is done so much. I mean, children go abroad at the age of 2 in a backpack. But me, at the age of 7, it was quite unusual to go in 1907. And
So did you look at those Perry pictures with your mother?
Oh, I did.
Study them beforehand?
Yes, we really looked at them, and we pasted them in a scrapbook. And it was a wonderful beginning to looking at paintings. And also, when I was a little older, she took me around to all the exhibitions in Boston. She herself was not a painter. She was just a very interested in many things, music and art and reading. She was a great reader. So I had what I feel was a wonderful background of...
Do you remember some of the things you saw in Europe that particularly stood out?
Well, I think I remember funny things that a child would remember, you know, like the bees on the velvet curtain in Napoleon's throne out in Fontainebleau and things like that. But I certainly remember very clearly things in London. I was in London then a little longer than Paris, and I remember my feelings being so